This episode is brought to you by 100% Pure New Zealand. New Zealand's unique spirit is defined by a connection between land and people. Discover Nelson Tasman, an enchanting region of artisans and natural beauty. Experience the town of Kaikoura's abundant sea life and culinary delights. Then transport yourself to the Bay of Plenty, home to geothermal features and rich Māori culture. New Zealand is now open to US travellers. Visit newzealand.com to learn more.
Rach is going to be the first to play Klinko, right? Come on, Rach.
While Rachel's doing that, we say Roark Honda has a tracking process in which you receive your vehicle in a timely manner. Once the perfect HRV, CRV, and other vehicle is selected and ordered, the reliable rep will continuously track its whereabouts to keep you updated. And if that's not enough, that's how they example of customer service. And make sure you go to roark.com for all of your vehicle needs.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define the word jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Seaback.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
Rach.
Yeah, I'm going to close my eyes because I'm afraid of
heights. All right, Rachel is closing her eyes. She's afraid of heights.
Oh, great.
There we go. Rach, you got 500.
I didn't do well. I only got 500. All right, John. You guys could cheer for him even though I really don't want you to. All right, slide it. Oh. All right, so John won that round. Whatever, we'll play again later. Are you ready to start this?
This is the Jagoff Podcast. If you're listening for the very first time, we would appreciate that you subscribe to it somehow. And whether you go through iTunes, whether you go through whatever podcast aggregator you get. But on iTunes, you can actually leave a message.
But we suggest that you listen to it on Odyssey because we're so happy to be a part of Y108, 93.7 The Fan, KDK, and 100.7 Star, where we do the talk of the town every day at 4:55 on Kelly. And that's where we tell you, like, what's going on. Our new thing is that we are on with Alista every Friday. We used to do Jagoff of the Week. That's moving to Y108. And instead, we're with Alista, and we're pulling a parking chair up. So basically, where is the parking chair? I mean, we did Hamilton this week because that's the place to be. So you need to tell us other places that we should be pulling a parking chair and trying out in Pittsburgh other than live casino.
Right. And so speaking of live casino, we actually have a bunch of things going on here. And Klinko is the new game here that we're going to be talking about. But there are so many things. There's Mega Jackpot Madness that's happening here from March to May. Klinko is here. And there's a live Mardi Gras this Tuesday. If you're like blowing off work, this is the greatest place to blow off work because it's Mardi Gras here.
So we're going to be here on Tuesday.
Right.
We'll work from here.
Find oh, yeah, area. We can work from here. They have Wheel of Fortune. Listen, here's the thing about live casino, as we found out, is that you can bring your family here. We're going to talk to these guys about that. But you could bring your family here, which is pretty cool. And behind us, which you can't see on this one, our previous podcast, we showed you there's a three-story TV.
Yeah.
So you could come watch a Penguin game in Sidney Crosby.
The only thing we've not done yet is the mechanical bull in PBR. And we've talked to Doug about this multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, but I'll cheer on John. But I also didn't think I would do well at Klinko.
Right.
And, you know, third time is a charm. So what was on the blog this week? So you guys, we every day, even though we have the podcast on Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we write a blog about jagoffs in the city. And as I explained, you know, we are out to tell people that the term jagoff is a term of endearment. But what happens is other people think that jagoff is a bad thing. Like if you're coming through the tunnel and someone cuts you off, that kind of thing. John is notorious for like car things that like he's the beeper, right? If something goes wrong, John is mad and he's honking like a crazy person. So we write about that. So some of our blog posts are cheating at the stoplight, Nashville parking spot, jagging around with Felicia because we do a jagging around, and dumb thieves who used photo IDs. So basically, we ripped it from the headlines of people who do stupid things. My favorite from this week is somebody actually took a picture of a bucket in a parking space in Nashville, Tennessee. And we said, No. Pittsburgh did the parking chair. A bucket in Nashville is not going to work. So that was basically like our favorite for this week. Welcome, Sean and Sam. And what I love is you guys always have an entourage. You know, it's not just one person who does something. And I think that's why you're always doing something different. You're always bringing people out here. Every time we pull up, there's a full parking lot because there's something new and refreshing each time. You know, Sean, you and I were talking off air about the fact that you have one demographic that you're used to, but you really are seeing that other people are coming because of the variety of things that you offer as we're looking in at the new poker room, right, just through the glass doors. Talk to us a little bit about just overall what to expect specifically here.
Yeah, interestingly, and this is one of the few properties that I've been a part of, and I've been doing this for 42
yes.
years now.
Yes, you're seasoned.
I'm seasoned.
That's a good word,
yeah,
yes.
Good word, not so much old. But clearly this property, with its variety of amenities and
yes.
experiences, as mentioned by John, the family appeal. I mean, we've got skee ball over there, right? We've got Papa Shot, you know, bowling, right? And then we have gaming downstairs. So not only is the property diverse, but it's also organized or built in a manner where they don't have to cross paths, right? Because we surely can't have minors in a casino.
Absolutely.
But you're right. With the poker room, which skews younger, with our PBR Cowboy Bar, which is Professional Bull Riders Cowboy Bar skews younger. This restaurant skews younger
yes.
with the sports viewing. And then down in the casino, you're going to find the customers
seasoned.
Down there older.
Seasoned.
Yes. Seasoned. That's right. And truly, slot players are a little more seasoned than table game players.
Right.
They skew younger, too. But, yeah, we run around as a team, as you pointed out,
yes.
and we work as a team because there's so many diverse audiences.
Yes.
You know, she's a lot better than me addressing the less seasoned people,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure. I
bring into
like
the conversation
yeah.
the seasoned people. So, yeah, no, listen, it's exciting. And promotions are from St. Patrick's Day to March Madness to Plinko. Not a lot of young people probably even know about Plinko, right?
No.
It was a TV show.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. And this shows, like you said,
and
the
Klinkle,
diversity
the
of age. Yeah.
So I don't get sued.
No, but it is.
Don't say
it is. I've looked about both because I was trying to find the history of it.
We'll go like this. But we were saying, even off air, Bree was actually referring to it as something that was on a game show.
Yeah.
And now it's the wall. It's sort of like the wall, what
right.
we've seen, you know, more current day. So what I love is that so many people are taking those oldies but goodies
yep.
and
yep.
kind of refreshing them. Is,
yep.
is that sort of the point? How did
yeah.
you basically come up with this as something to do?
So it's interesting. We actually pull a lot of stuff from kind of game shows, you know, Price is Right and stuff like that, just because it gets the audience involved. It gets the crowd involved.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the players who win stuff like this like to kind of have the fate of their prize in their hands.
Right.
So and it's interactive and it's fun and it gets people involved.
Yeah. Well, the engagement is certainly
and what's
there.
There's a prize at this point. Like there's a special on Klinko. Plinko wall.
John.
There's a special on it now, right? If people come out here and play this between March 1st and May, right?
Yeah, what's that deal? Hit us with that.
Yep. So Klinko is all throughout March. You can earn entries into the drawing. We do the drawing every Saturday.
Okay.
From 6 to 10 p.m.
Yes.
Yep. And we draw 25 winners each Saturday. So we'll have 100 winners total throughout
wow.
the month.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So see, Yinzer's.
Do I qualify even though John rigged it so that my first two would come off the board? Just saying. Like, that was so obvious that he was like, Rach, go first.
Wait, what did I get?
Okay.
I didn't even
you
look.
You got 1,000.
Did I really?
Yeah, that's why
yeah,
I was
you
so
got
mad.
1,000.
I rolled my eyes at the camera, but then I was a good sport and I was like, oh, good job, John. I didn't mean it even for a second. No, so has it not started yet?
No,
we're
it starts
pretty
on March 1st.
Oh, this is
yeah.
so exciting.
Yeah.
So oh my gosh, I
yeah,
can't
yeah.
wait.
And then just kind of pre-selling, because St. Patrick's Day is going to be around here. What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day here?
She'll stick to the promotions, but we have a hot seat. We obviously celebrate the green beer theme.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have some fun in the PBR.
Yeah.
But specifically, she has
a
promotion.
On actual St. Patrick's Day, we'll be doing a hot seat on the casino floor where we'll have kind of like our lucky leprechauns roaming around, giving out beads, and we'll have winners pick out of a pot of gold and everything like that throughout
That's
the
cute.
Day. Yeah, so that'll be fun. And then up in sports and social, we'll be doing that Friday or the 18th. We'll be doing, you know, green beer. We'll be doing Irish food specials,
Ooh.
You know, corned beef and cabbage and all that good stuff. A bunch of drink specials and just a big, good, green St. Patrick's Day party.
That's awesome.
Who loves the St. Patrick's Day party more than us?
Sorry, special interest to me.
Yes.
And I personally don't think it gets enough service or credit in the promotional lineup. We also have March Madness, where we're spending a lot of time and energy because it's a huge event, especially with FanDuel and the sports book. But I'm just happy to see that we're serving the Irish in some small way with the green beer and the
corned beef. Is it because your name is Sean Sullivan?
It might be.
Might be.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love it. And everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Like, even us Irish people, we welcome the others. I mean, I'm half Italian, so I have to say
there
you go. You know? So,
That's right.
You're right. Everybody, I feel like Pittsburgh and surrounding areas, everybody is Irish on that day. So where better of a place than to try your luck?
Exactly.
Right? Try your Irish luck. How about that? Did anybody think of that?
And by the way, the hot seat promotion is structured. You don't have to do anything. If your seat is picked, right, table, game, slots, wherever you're seated, whatever the word is. You could be just randomly picked, right? And the prize comes to you.
Okay.
So one good thing about promotions, they're not really complicated, right? There's always something going on. We pick out of a barrel, if you will, random generated numbers to play Klinko. We run around and give winners prizes at their seats. So there's always something going on. Whether you're aware of it or not, you could be a winner.
That's totally cool. All right.
Well, so you could just randomly be sitting and having an argument with your partner.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're like, you're a winner! Yeah. And it just changes somebody's mood.
But you can't lay across four seats and try to block
No, it's
everybody.
Been tried. Right. See, now this comes back to your podcast.
He's a jagoff.
That's right. The guy arguing with his wife, one of them's a jagoff.
Right.
The guy laying across four could be a jagoff. So
that's
we're getting it. We're getting it.
There you go. You're understanding it. No, I get it.
Sean.
And just on a random day, and you know, like we said, you really do have, I mean that when I say entourage, because there's so many things that you need to kind of be handling on any given day. But what is a typical day like? If you were just coming in and you weren't focused on a special, it truly is welcoming and inviting because there's something about it. I don't know if it's the lighting or the, obviously your staff is so helpful. But what is it about this feel? Is it because, I think we were talking before, we only knew of one casino in this area and then the other one popped up and now it's kind of like, you know, people can be lazy, and they may not want to go into the city. And so now it's the convenience, right?
Yep. Yeah, convenience is critically important. Location.
Yes.
I mean, whatever business, right, location matters. So when we came here, we told Westmoreland County, basically, we're your new entertainment destination. Don't have to drive an hour to the meadows or the rivers or so on. So part of our success is a great group of 350,000 residents, and not just for visitations but work. I mean, we have 500 jobs, that we need to keep full. So bringing that enterprise to Westmoreland has been extremely beneficial. Kim Ward, you know, Eric Nelson, the legislators, they've been hoping for this forever. I've been talking to them about it for 10 years. So bringing that, and then on top of that, there's a lot of shareholders in our business. Going back to what do we do all day, right?
Yeah.
There's the marketing arm, this team, that goes out there and works on basically getting folks to come here, giving them a good time, entertainment, that type of thing. A lot of times my day's about, you know, jobs and about taxes. I mean, we paid over $50 million in taxes our first year.
Yeah.
You know, we've paid out over $45 million in jackpots, right?
Yeah.
So there's so much more than just the marketing and entertainment front of house. The highest regulated environment you've ever imagined.
Right.
And I've worked in a million of them. Way more regulated than Vegas and other things. Kind of boring subjects, but clearly needs a lot of focus by some of the team members, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But yeah, it's surprising how many facets there are
Sean,
to this business.
When you're hiring here, do you find that, like, Pittsburghers are known for being very friendly?
Yep.
You know, and
are we? Because you're not originally
does that help
from here.
In the fact that, you know, the training to be customer oriented, customer focused?
Absolutely.
Can you kind of short circuit that a little bit just because?
Yeah, I'm even going to be bolder, and it's not just because I'm here, but the folks in Westmoreland County are friendlier, in my opinion, than some of the other counties.
Is that right?
Right. Okay. Well, it's just a different family approach to things, different laid back a little bit of a life. So they come in with a smile, right? It's up to us to make sure we're screening them and getting the ones that can be the best live culture, live brand, right?
Yes.
But yeah, we just had a job fair yesterday or whenever. We have job fairs every single month in the mall. Mm. And we advertise and we say, come out. If you want work, we have work. We had 48 people come yesterday, probably hired 25. We had a dealer school that started last Monday. We do those every month because there's no experienced dealers here. You know, not many people know how to deal.
Right.
So if you want to be a dealer, you can come to our dealer school in the mall. And it's 6 weeks, and you come out, you're eligible to be hired as a dealer.
How cool
have
is
you
that?
Have you had anybody that is super cool? And have you had anybody that was a boomeranger? You know, they left Pittsburgh and they're dealing in Vegas or in Atlantic City and got to come home
all the time.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
like,
because I'm from
now
Los
they can
Angeles.
Do their job.
You're
here.
From LA.
Right. I'm from LA, right?
Okay.
So I was born and raised there. Different world, different cup of tea. Raised in Vegas, gaming, right? Everybody was coming to Vegas. I mean, at one time it was 7,000 people a month, right?
Jeez.
Before the crisis, housing right. crisis, and so on. What I always see here, and I saw this when I first came here in 2008 for the Meadows, was people leave, but they never stay away.
Yeah.
It's amazing how loyal people in this region are to their families,
yes.
to their hometown, you know?
Yes.
And so, yes, we see people all the time. I'm going to go over to Paris. I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to go see what Vegas is like.
Yes.
It ain't that great.
Yeah.
They come back. You know, but.
Well, yeah. You saved yourself because I was going to say, oh, is that a challenge that Westmoreland is friendlier than Allegheny? But
yeah.
then you saved yourself by saying.
Well, I didn't specifically say which county.
I know. Well, yeah. I felt that. Right. I got
that
the eye. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
those obscure jack-off counties.
Listen, the fun part of this conversation will be to ask Rachel, is Westmoreland County east, south, north, or west
east.
Of Allegheny?
East.
Yeah, good job.
You know
what?
I know east.
Yeah,
I know east.
Don't ask me.
Because
I've been here a long time.
I've been
here
for 45 years.
And get home. I have no other bearings
you
whatsoever.
You're okay. And I have to just put you on the spot really quickly because he did mention something before we got on that how many cruises did you give away? Can we talk about that? Like just in a little small amount of time.
So yesterday we gave around 200 cruises. Away.
Why weren't we here yesterday for crying
what?
Out loud?
I
we
think,
just, listen, we just said.
Where's the guy we thought Doug was our friend?
Remember when we liked
we
Doug?
Thought Doug was our yeah. friend. We don't like him anymore now, right?
He just said right. that we need a Yajagoff family vacation.
Oh,
like we
yeah.
want to take right. everybody on our team and like let's go somewhere. And we were like, but we don't really want to go to like, no offense, but. Maryland Beach, right? Like, we want something fun. So why couldn't we win something?
Right.
Yeah. Can you fix that? Is no. All right.
She's like, no.
You're here
to
help.
Phone number.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, thank you so much for hosting us. And we're so happy to have other people here. You know, they need to experience what it's like to really come in, see the well. As we've been here for an hour, even setting up, I love seeing different people coming in and they're eating and they're mingling and they're playing different games. But you definitely have to come out for Klinko. What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite or is it like I can't even decipher?
Oh, that's
it's like a
tough
mom
one.
Choosing her
yeah,
child. All
absolutely.
Right. What about you, Sean? Yeah.
So I have to give her props for Willy Wonka last
oh,
year.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Willy Wonka, part of the. It's first designed a promotion, but even more importantly, it's execute, right?
Yes.
How does it resonate in the building? Does
yes.
it infect, if you will, in a positive way, every aspect of the building? They knocked it out of the park with Willy Wonka last year.
Yes, I remember that.
Then they
that.
Came and had this whole entire second floor dedicated to Halloween, a big giant party, and New Year's. So
ooh.
It's a lot more intense, I think, in size
yes.
and in effort. But, yeah, I would say Willy Wonka was
Willy
pretty
Wonka
cool.
was a fun one.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
They had
a
parade
of
going through with,
he was able to
awesome.
Tell you.
With
yeah.
Willy Wonka. By the way, she's going to give away 6,000 Yeti coffee cups today.
Okay.
She is the queen of
yeah.
giveaway.
Oh, my God. See, Yinzers, listen. We know the whole joke about you don't cross two bridges to do anything. Dispel that rumor. Get on the turnpike
it's one
and
tunnel.
Head out here. Yeah, that's right. It's
one tunnel.
Tunnel. And it's like 30 cents on the turnpike,
yeah.
right? I mean, really.
And listen, we know there's lots to do in these other counties. But as we've said, we want to experience these counties like Westmoreland that are literally neighboring us.
Right.
Come here and experience it because you could stay overnight. You could make
yeah.
an entire little
eat,
vacation.
Yeah, eat.
I mean,
and
not here. Like, you can't sleep on the stage.
We had the burger at Guy Fieri's.
Yeah, look at you saying it right. Yeah.
And it was excellent there. Right. So yeah.
I had the hummus. Cool. I loved
yeah.
it. It was the best hummus I've ever had.
All
right,
hummus.
We'll
all
stop.
Right.
I know, but I love hummus. All right, we always have a coveted question of the day. Before we do that, where does everybody find you online, on social media, so that they can figure out all these amazing promotions that they may forget? Livecasino.com.
Yeah, pittsburgh.livecasinohotel.com.
Nice
how
done.
About that?
And if you're listening to the podcast, don't panic. If you're driving or you're on your treadmill, we'll put it at the
yeah,
link
it'll
in,
be
the,
in
show
the show
notes.
All right,
I think if you have the words live in Pittsburgh in any assemblage,
yes,
you're going to
find
it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
And all social media as well.
Yes.
So, because we're here, we figured the question of the day has to be, I mean, it could be have you ridden
uh-oh.
The mechanical bull, but we're not going
right.
to go there. Okay. So, If you're a, if are you a gambler? Are you a risk taker? Or are you a safety person? Since we're here, like I can tell you, I'll let you think while I tell my story. I am definitely not a risk taker. I play the slot machines and that's it, and the quarter. Like when it's a dollar, I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, that's a lot. But then, you know, you do get sucked in. When we were here the last time, we couldn't help but try things. What's your fave?
I just like to just sit there and press the button.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Three lines, four lines
yeah.
on the.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you, a risk taker or a safety girl?
I actually find myself to be a bit of a risk taker.
Okay. I wouldn't have pegged you.
I know. Neither would I.
Yeah.
But now I play table games like blackjack.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes you just kind of got to go all in.
That is true. Right. All right. Seasoned Sean, what are you going with?
Yeah, I don't know. I could do a cop out and say a little of both, but that's are we talking about just gambling?
Rachel will not
no,
let you.
In life.
She'll get
right?
so angry.
Yeah, so I have to say both because fiduciarily with mm-hmm. these properties, you can't be a risk taker that is
point.
Out of control. But sure. in life, do I jump out of airplanes and those kind of things? I would in a heartbeat.
You know, oh, okay,
so. I did go skydiving.
We're going on. We're doing
so,
it.
Yeah.
We're doing that this summer, Sean. You're coming with us.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I'm gonna. I just said
you may.
I would. Yeah.
You may. All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you
certainly
thank
you guys appreciate for being
it.
Here.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
My heart is overflowing. I cannot believe my eyes. You're one in the million.
This year's NBA playoffs are going to feature a lot of great rookies, and FanDuel wants you to be one of them. Make your debut on FanDuel Sportsbook with promo code ROOKIE, and your first bet is risk-free up to $1,000. So you can bet the point spread, grab the money line, or build a same-game parlay. And if you make a rookie mistake, FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in site credit so you can take another shot. Okay, this guy's got potential. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Sign up and unlock your risk-free first bet up to $1,000. We're looking forward to seeing what you're made of.
21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Excited to talk to Jossian for Facebook World because we actually just talked to him last week on another project we're working on with Byron Nash and my dad, Johnny Angel. And he's this amazing musician, but he is not our musician today. He's here to talk about the fact that he actually lives near here, and he's excited to obviously play Klinko and be here at Live Casino, but he has a really cool backstory to tell.
Flat up against there.
Look, he almost reached it down.
Did they tilt this since I've been up there? Because I just feel like I was set up for failure. What do you get? How much?
What did he get? What did he get? He got 1,000? Oh, Jossian. You
listen.
Beat the guy. Man. Here's the deal as we commit to Jossian is that we met Jossian through another project that we're working on. But the cool thing is that when we go to towns like Newcastle, where we're going next week, and Greensburg, where we are, we like local folks. And Jossian is Greensburg famous because he's a musician, and we didn't have him play today, but because he's kind of bigger, he's a big dude. His claim to fame is Bubba and Melanie put his song in rotation.
Yes,
how about
on
that?
100.7 Star,
Bubba
which
and
is
Melanie
our
are the best. Shout out Richard Bazzi as well.
There you go.
Best guy ever.
You want a car?
No, I didn't. He actually gave me a $5,000 scholarship.
Oh, my God. That's
an amazing man.
Story.
Very amazing man.
He is a very nice man. That's wonderful to hear. So welcome to the Ajaga podcast. We were fast friends. We met you last Sunday and we're like, hey, do you want to come on our podcast? So happy that you were available because you literally live right around here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right
so
in
what
Latrobe
area?
Area.
What?
Latrobe.
Okay, Latrobe. Yep. Okay. Actually, we were supposed to have someone from Latrobe who we have to reschedule, but Latrobe is known for the banana split. Did you
they
know that?
Are.
Yeah,
yep.
I have
and
lots of fun facts
Mr.
about
Arnold
Latrobe.
Palmer as well.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have him quizzed. Maybe I'll quiz Jossie.
I don't know about quizzes.
No, you're young. I understand. So tell us a little bit of background. You grew up here in the Latrobe area, and what happened? Like, we love knowing the story that you told, and you know, I'm sort of prompting you on that fun, that little throwback story. So tell us a little bit about you.
So basically, I was into sports when I was younger. I was a good football player and wrestler. I found my calling through music. I found out that my grandfather, he lived in Puerto Rico. Unfortunately, he passed away when I was younger. But he was a guitar player. And what he would do, he would go around the town of Yabucoa, Puerto Rico, and he would play guitar, and people would actually follow him and like listen to his songs and dance and follow him around while he would just play. And he wasn't famous or anything. He just liked the instrument.
It was his thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And once I found that out, I finally, for the first time, I found out that I had something that was calling me. You know, I felt like, also because I had older adults as brothers, I felt like the connection with my peers was kind of vague, and I didn't really have that, but that's why I joined sports, because I wanted to make friends. But once I found music, I was like, I'm actually having something for me that I actually enjoy.
That's such a good story. And, you know, so many people have found that, like, it's the lack of fulfillment. So you kind of know what you know, and you knew sports, and you were good at it, so you just kind of continue down that path. And it really does take something almost serendipitous to happen for you to go, wait a second, maybe I want to do that, or maybe right. that's part of my calling. And you're young, so I think that could happen more and more for
Absolutely.
You. But it is so interesting that you took that, I don't know, I'm being a mom here, but he took that connection with his grandfather, and he ran with it.
Yeah, and who did you use your grandfather's experience, and the guitar we'll talk about, but your grandfather's experience is different than yours because YouTube and all these things are out there. Who did you use current day to sort of base what you would do next? Once you identified music was your thing, who did you follow as far as technique, as far not technique as far as music playing, but how to get on social media and how to build right. your brand?
So I'm a very success-driven person. I went through a lot of things that I kind of realized that I promised myself I didn't want to get into that position of my life, and I feel like that grew a lot of wisdom, especially from the teachings of my older brothers and my mom. And when it came, my mom, she was a dancer when she was younger, and unfortunately she couldn't follow that dream, so she always put it into me when I was with music, like you said, with risk taking.
Yeah.
It's take that risk because, you know, you don't want to be older and regretting things. You want to go as far as you want to. So honestly, I took those teachings and really tried to just figure it out and just to keep heading forward.
How about that?
I want to get into
How old are you?
I just turned 20.
Right. I wish I had that kind of thinking.
Same.
Critical thinking. But
same.
Let me ask you, I'm very intrigued by your name,
okay.
Jossian.
Yeah.
Tell me about the, is there a background on that? Is there a, yeah.
So, for one, I do not know what my mother was thinking that day.
But, and it's not Jason with like, let me be fact, fancy, right?
Yeah. I love the fact that the Corey who introduced us said it's like Jaws with a Sean at the end,
yep.
right? But it's not spelled like that. But
right.
what's the background on that name?
So, my real name is Jossian Blaise Marquez. My middle name, I was named after Saint Blaise. And the word Jossian, the definition of Jossian means conquer.
Oh, wow.
So my
that?
Mom always said, you know, make sure you conquer what you want to do. And that kind of gave me the...
St. Blaise was the patron saint of the throat.
Right.
Yeah.
Boom!
So singer.
Yeah.
Look,
see, even I remember that.
Don't you love when your Catholic knowledge comes to use on your podcast? I'm telling you. That is so cool. Yeah. I love that.
Thank you.
I love more, you know, when you meet Jossian, and I can at least say this, I don't know you well, but we had, like we said, an interaction last week. And you're one of those people who you meet and you go, I need to know more. But you're also years beyond yourself. And I'm sure you've heard that before.
A lot.
But I've gathered that family means a lot to you.
It does.
Yeah.
Family has always been there.
What is the importance of family? And obviously knowing my background, right? Mm-hmm. As my dad kind of went through, as he told you, you know, being a studio drummer, he decided he didn't want to be away from Pittsburgh. He came back to Pittsburgh. Our roots stayed here, but right. family was always the most important. Has that remained, and why is it important to remain the kind of core of what you do as you travel through your music experience?
You know, I think that family is just, family is family. It's,
yeah.
You know, when, I know all families are different, and I know that there's no family's perfect for one. But what I realized was my family always made sure I was safe. They always made sure that, you know, if you're going to pursue something, always take that risk, but just know we will always be there for you.
That's it.
And I feel like that is what's very important with family because, you know, at the end of the day, family is what's going to always stay there. I'm not saying, like, your friends are going to leave or anything like that, but what I'm saying is when it comes down to it, my brothers or my mother, they are the ones that I'm always going to, at the end of the day, just
yeah.
be there for.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the same.
I love it.
So let's get into the how do you get on 100 in, on rotation of 100.7
yes.
Star?
Yeah.
Because you write
the story.
A song, and this is a lot of door knocking. Is it a lot of groundwork?
Well,
you know.
And John, if you don't mind me interjecting, so you were 12 when you actually started,
yes.
and 16 when you had your first EP.
Yes.
How about that? And you're flipping 20.
Who wasn't?
Yeah,
oh, wait,
right.
I wasn't.
Yeah. So, yeah, talk to us about, there was a contest, right?
Right.
Okay.
The contest, I was given the opportunity to be a part of this Odyssey contest. It was a part of Odyssey to open for in Los Angeles, California. It's called the Open Act, and I would play at the Hollywood Bowl. I only made it to the second round, but a lot of people, thankfully, voted. I was given the opportunity to promote it on Pittsburgh Today Live. And it went very well. I had a lot of votes and a lot of support. But with 100.7 Star, so I released my song. It's called Most High. It's on Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify. And that song is kind of like just a statement of being at your most high is a metaphor for, you know, being at your best after going through the obstacles you faced in life. And a lot of people were telling me this needs to be on radio. And I said, I don't know how to do that, but if you want to call in or something, like, by all means. And a lot of people called in to 100.7 Star. And actually, Kelly on air, I heard somebody say she was picking up the phone saying, is this about that Jossian kid? She wouldn't even answer a question. She'd be like, is this about that Jossian kid? And they're like, yeah, can you play his song? She's like, we're working on it. So, a couple weeks down the line, Bubba and Melanie reached out to me and said, hey, we want to know your story and we want to put your song on rotation.
So cool.
It was a very amazing experience. Yeah, so Pittsburgh.
And
listen,
thank God it was them, because otherwise you wouldn't be sitting here. No, I'm just
honestly.
It is a true story. It helps though. Yeah. It's part of the same fabric.
So that makes you Pittsburgh famous,
yes.
right?
Of course.
And,
it does.
What?
It does.
So what's the next leap?
The next leap is I'm going to be working on a project. I was doing this single thing for a while, releasing singles every month. I think I'm going to work on a steady piece of art of a couple songs, maybe 6 to 12, maybe an EP again or an album. You know, just to also figure out what my sound is as well. I like to experiment with different sounds, and I want to do the one that best connects with me. So I'm going to, through these months, going to kind of surround myself with the creative side and figure out that.
So
we'll be watching.
You know, we have a question of the day, but two things before that. One, tell everybody where they find you, but also I'm teasing the fact that something unique about your guitar, your instrument.
Yes. So you can find me on my Instagram and Facebook at Jossian Blaze. That is JACIANBLAZE.
And if you said you knew how to spell that before he did it, you're a liar. You're a liar.
Yeah, that was a lie. Yeah. Jossian.
And you can also find my music on Apple Music and Spotify and YouTube as well. And
give us the guitar story,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, the guitar. So about my story about my grandfather, his name was Elogio Marquez. And
love that.
So when I first started getting into music, my family from my Hispanic side reached out to me. And they said, so we heard that you're trying to play guitar now. And I said, yeah. And they says, well, we have something special here for you. And they live out in Allentown, PA. And so we would travel out there. And I asked one of my cousins, I said, what do you have to give me? And she pulled out this old guitar. And it had dust on it. The strings were all old. And she says, here, take it. And I touched it, and I played it. And she says, do you know whose guitar this is? And I said, no. She says, this is your grandfather's guitar.
I love that.
And automatically, I got chills. So a lot of my music that I write is from that guitar. And sometimes it doesn't even feel like it's me that's playing. It feels like
it's
him. So
cool. I love that.
That gives me goosebumps. That's
such
cool.
A mom, like, tearjerker. I'm just not crying today. Jossian,
I think we already know your answer to the question of the
we
day.
We need
huh?
you to come back and be the musician next time. We're
Absolutely.
So happy we have Jessica this time, but we obviously wanted to get your story, and we'll obviously talk to you some more about your music when you come back on. But question of the day, are you the risk taker or the safety guy?
Definitely the risk taker.
I love it.
Definitely.
I understand Sean's part that, like, it could be either, right?
Yeah,
because it
absolutely.
Depends on the situation in life, but overall,
right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Jossian, thank you so much for giving us
thank
your time.
Thank you guys
time.
So much for having me.
Yeah, we can't wait to see what you do next, right?
Yeah,
we're
it's
like the
so
old
cool.
people checking them out.
Listen, Greensburg, Latrobe, not Latrobe, Latrobe.
La.
Yeah.
It's La, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
All
and you need to know
Jossian.
The banana split stuff, and I won't rapid fire
Definitely.
You on Latrobe stuff.
Yeah, right.
All right, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, oh, oh. getting brie.
This episode is brought to you by 100% Pure New Zealand. New Zealand's unique spirit is defined by a connection between land and people. Discover Nelson Tasman, an enchanting region of artisans and natural beauty. Experience the town of Kaikoura's abundant sea life and culinary delights. Then transport yourself to the Bay of Plenty, home to geothermal features and rich Māori culture. New Zealand is now open to US travellers. Visit newzealand.com to learn more.
And Dave, ready to do their clinker.
Dave, come on over here for a second while we get Bree.
Absolutely.
Do you want Bree to do better than this? And are you very competitive?
I'm not a competitive person. Oh. I want her to win or me to win.
Okay.
As long as either of us wins.
All right.
Dave.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
I want her. I'm going to strangle her and I'm going to win. Yeah.
I was so nervous. I am so afraid of heights, you guys.
All right. Bree is playing Klinko. All right. There you go.
Get it, Bree.
Bree.
Why is mine the only one that fell? There you go. What'd she get?
What'd she get?
250.
All right. 50.
All right, come on. All right, come on down, Bree. Dave, you have to go up. Listen, you don't even have to be competitive to beat Bree at this point.
I even beat Bree, so that's a good thing.
If you're listening to the podcast, we're at Live Casino, as you know, and everybody's playing Klinko, and Bree from... she just got a 50, so Dave was like, I really want her to win.
He's not competitive,
Bree.
I would have been like,
all right, Dave, let's go, Dave.
Not me, I was mad.
Dave.
Come on, Dave.
All right, Dave. Dave got 500. He got an extra zero behind Bree's 50 there. That's cool. All right, so come on over, Dave. It has been a long time since we've had Bree on the podcast.
Listen, and she was too busy becoming a star.
Right.
That's what I told her.
I was always a star.
You're right. You were always
nice
a star.
Done, Bree.
And Dave, welcome. We're
Thank
so,
so
happy
much.
To have you both.
Yeah,
and we'll go into our backstory about Bree, but we're super excited to have you both because you are part of this phenomenon called Plate It. And, I mean, how did that even become a thing? And we'll talk to each of you individually. Whoever wants to take it first, though, how did it become a thing? Because I love that we're doing these more organic things in Pittsburgh. People are comparing it to Chopped. But talk to us about how that became a Pittsburgh thing.
Yeah, so absolutely. Hearst reached out to me. Wanted to know if I'd be interested in hosting and being one of the judges on a locally produced cooking competition. We go to a new farmer's market every week. We get two new chefs from two local restaurants, or if they're local private chefs, and then they compete. They have to shop for all the ingredients at the farmer's market.
Yes.
They have 15 minutes to shop, and then 45 minutes to cook an appetizer, entree, and a dessert, all in a row.
So cool. So
it's
let's
incredible.
Start there.
Yeah.
So you don't theme it, right? So
there is a theme.
There is a theme.
Every episode
is
a theme. But every episode also, you have to cook to inspire the spirit of Pittsburgh. So you want to get your Pittsburgh flavors, but also there's a theme every episode.
Without fries.
You can do fries. Some people do fries, but fries aren't required. No.
I love the fact that it is farmer's market based.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, Dave, what were you doing prior to being picked out of the crowd for this?
I mean, you're not just this guy.
Just a guy. I'm a guy who likes to eat.
I know. So you have a finance background,
so
like
I'm
job.
A project manager.
Okay.
Background,
okay.
Yeah.
Bree, out Dave. Come on. Out Dave. Out him.
How great is he?
What was he?
He's amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better host for the show. He is so knowledgeable about the food scene. He's so knowledgeable about Pittsburgh food scene and globally. He's a world traveler. He's just a great host, super witty, just super.
He does really well watching the video.
Yeah, he does very well.
Thank you so much. I mean, I was very lucky to have an amazing co-host and head judge and Bree. And it's just so wonderful to have her be like the staple of every episode. While things around us change, her and I are in every episode, which I absolutely love.
I love that. But you have a food blog as well.
I do have a food blog. David, the Gastronome.
The Gastronome. Yeah. There you go. Talk a little bit about that.
So my wife came up with the name. She always knew. I mean, since we started dating, I'm a big food guy. New food experiences going around the city, especially. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Right.
Okay. So seeing the city change. It's just been astronomical.
Dave, I'm not putting you on the spot, but literally every single podcast, somehow it comes into play because we both are originally from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and we talk about the evolution.
Yes.
We were so known as this coal town, smog mm-hmm. and smoke and Steel City kind of thing, which is not – I mean, we love the Steel City.
Yeah.
But – and you – to turn around in 2022 and have a themed – food segment about farmers markets to boot is so, it's amazing to me, right? I mean, because we literally talk about it every
time. I think
podcast.
You make a great point because there's just so many farmers markets.
Exactly.
I mean, Dave, you're younger than I am, so but you have to even admit, even at your guys' young age, you've seen how many more farmers markets. Mm-hmm. They've quadrupled, right?
Yeah. It's exploding.
So, and access to the farmers markets, Bree,
I would agree. Just being able to get that fresh food on every episode and seeing how the chefs transform it, it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone to go check out some of these farmers markets that were featured on the show for sure.
So here's our little bit about Bree. So Bree's one of those people who have been on plenty of times, and I joke with her because she was busy two different occasions that we wanted to talk about something new that you were doing. And that's the cool part is that you never stop. You're always on to another project. You're doing something new. And what I like is that, like we do, you network other people so that it's not just about you. It's about how you are really uplifting Pittsburgh as an area, which we love. So talk to us a little bit about you're becoming known for things, for the different things that you're making. So how did it come to be that you were part of this?
Well, just like Dave, I got reached out to by Hearst via my Brelicious Bites Facebook page.
Yes.
And I very rarely get messages on that Facebook page. And so I'm like, oh,
me.
I have a new message.
You get me.
Right. And I probably looked at it a day or two later. And when I read the message, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, they want me to be on this TV show. And then when I spoke to the representative, she's like, well, you could also be a contestant because I've seen your food and it looks amazing. I was like, but I'd rather be a judge, right?
Yes. I don't blame you. Yeah.
Because I've judged food competitions before in the past. And that was a way actually for me to be on every episode of the show, being the judge. So it was just an amazing experience, a dream come true to be on a TV show talking about food. You know, me and Dave both love food.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to eat this delicious food that these chefs are creating, it's a dream come true.
Now, we failed to mention, what is the name and who is producing it? The show? The name of the show is?
It's called Plate It Pittsburgh.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it's going to be on an app called Very Local, which is what Hearst is trying to do in all their markets to have shows highlight kind of the local area.
Yep.
You know, we used to have like a PCN. We used to have like our cable.
Sure.
Now it's on a global scale. Now on the streaming apps, Roku, Amazon.
Right.
You just download the app wherever you are, and you can watch local programming from each of their markets. In Pittsburgh, there's our food show. There's another adventure show. There's
Ed and Day. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, there's going to be a lot more shows coming out from them. But our show, too, obviously, is going to be mostly the only one that's a cooking competition based on Pittsburgh food.
I love that.
It's so cool.
So cool. Yeah,
it is
right.
So cool.
And it's a testament. I mean, of course, we're so proud of you guys, but it's a testament to our city and how it's grown in the sense that what we love most is every neighborhood kind of has a thing. Like you could say, oh, I'm in Squirrel Hill. Oh, try this place. You know, that wasn't before.
No,
you know,
no,
you
no.
had to go downtown or you had to go to Oakland and that was it. There wasn't another place. And now all these various places are popping up. And like we said, to boot, farmers markets, how much better does that get?
Yeah, and I love the fact that you're part of your show is on YouTube, so you don't have to have cable. You don't have to have all that stuff, right? And the fact that you're educating all of the city about where to go to farmers markets. Really, I mean, they don't have to. It's great to go to the grocery store and get fuel perks and all that kind of stuff, but to get that fresh food into the, well, aren't they called food deserts or something like that, right?
Some areas,
people are seeing you, they'll watch your show and go, oh, I didn't even know there was a farmer's market two blocks away from me every other Saturday or something. So I think the cool part is that while the show is good and the goodness that comes out of it as far as education is extremely good because the outreach of what a farmer's market is and how you can use it is really super cool. So congratulations to you
Thank
guys.
You. Thank
this
you
is
so
a
much.
Tough question. What happens if there's something you don't like? Bree, I know you too well. Let me give you a little story about Bree. We did, do you remember, and I won't say which one it was, but we tried something, and I remember you being like, mm-mm. You're a very honest person. And you know what? You have to be honest
you
for
do.
Something like that, right? I know you're tactful, but is it hard if you really are like, I don't know?
Luckily, most of the food that we had was really, really good.
Oh, good.
I'd say every single
and
dish.
And I'm sure.
Had
it's just a matter of taste. Like,
exactly.
But, yeah.
Almost every.
We were talking over there about the one that wasn't, right? But almost every dish, honestly,
I'm sure.
Was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, but if I don't like me, we talked about this on the show, and I don't know if it'll actually air because I haven't seen the episodes yet either, but I'm not a fan of runny egg.
Okay.
I like my egg cooked all the way. And there were a few chefs who prepared a runny egg. You know what I mean? So I kind of try to eat around it. But if there's something I don't like, you know, I do try to do a compliment sandwich, right? Where it's just like, I'll say something nice, put in the criticism, and then end it with something nice.
Yes. Yeah, there you go. That's a smart way of putting it. Yeah. So it's kind of like, here, John's a Jagoff. Oh, Rachel, you're a very nice person.
Sweetheart.
Right?
And I'm a Jagoff.
And there we go. Sandwich right there.
Not you, Bree.
Right. No.
Not you, Bree.
So, you know, we are here at Live Casino. If you guys came here, like, are you a gambler player, poker player?
Yeah, I like poker.
Poker,
yeah.
I play blackjack, just like to sit at the slots and
I work too hard for my money. I don't like to waste it. But this casino is really cool. This is my first
time here,
and it's really, really nice.
Yeah,
I think
it's a woman thing, and I'm not like trying. I'm not categorizing, but women are just habitually more frugal. You know, like, think about it. Like, my husband will say, oh, I spent $50 on this raffle ticket. And I'm like, do you know how many chuckros? Like, my old Italian grandmother is like, that's 3 chuckros. You know? Like, what are you even saying? But
listen,
it's so true.
And being food people, you do have to, if you've never been to a guy, I'm going to say Fietti,
yeah.
Restaurant, the Kobe beef burger there is so good.
Is yeah. Right. But you want to go somewhere. Talk about that, because it's so Pittsburgh. Aren't you stopping somewhere on your way from here?
Oh, yeah, the Lobster Shack. It's out in Jeanette. So we're not too far from, I think it's 20 minutes from the casino. Yeah. I've been following them on Instagram and Facebook since they opened. And I'm never really out this way.
Yeah.
And so when I saw the sign for Jeanette, I said, oh, my God, I have to go to this Lobster Shack when I leave here.
I love
it. So I'm getting lobster for lunch.
And that makes a great point that if you do come out here from Pittsburgh, there are so many other things to do for the day, right?
Yeah.
So the drive wasn't out here. It wasn't awful.
No, it's
really
70
not.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sweet.
And like we said, if you're family-oriented, it's so cool because you can come out and everybody can kind of do their own thing. If you're not a gambler, it's okay because there's other things for you to do.
Do they have bowling here?
They do. Ski ball.
And ski ball.
I love ski ball.
I love my ski ball.
You can take the kids to the bowling in the ski ball part.
Oh, cool.
And now you don't leave them alone there while you go gamble.
Naturally.
You know, 1-800-GAMBLING. But
that was good.
But the fact is you can bring them out here and they can eat in this restaurant where we are right now. When they play sports in the background, there's a 3-story TV right behind us. So you can watch Sidney Crosby. They look like Godzilla playing a hockey game here. So it's crazy.
That's awesome.
You guys,
all right.
We are so happy for you. Thank you so much for sharing your story. We can't wait to see it. And
yes, it's coming out March 3rd.
Yep. March 3rd. It's perfect.
March 3rd.
And then every
new
week.
New episode every week.
Six episodes.
Perfect.
If we get enough people watching, maybe a season 2.
Watch it. Yes. We'll make sure.
Watch it, stream it, share it.
Season 2, we want to photobomb one of the scenes.
Absolutely.
We don't want to be in it.
Yeah,
we just want to photobomb one of the scenes.
We'll let you know what farmer's market we're at. You guys show up.
Yeah, we'll walk by and buy some broccoli.
I want you to figure out for me a way that I can like beets. I cannot. Mm. I want to like beets. Listen, I love vegetables.
Okay, so do you like blue cheese?
Love blue cheese.
Okay, arugula, beets, blue cheese, some like salt, sweet nuts.
Cold, like a salad?
Cold beets. Yeah, cold pickled beets.
Wow. Right, I'll try it.
It's a perfect combination. The arugula, the blue cheese,
I'll
and the beets.
When we
meet
again, Dave, you're going to have that.
Dave, I'll message
you.
We'll
just
do.
We'll pay the money you prepare it. All
right.
Dave, you need to play Klinko.
I did.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I forgot.
Everybody's better than me. That's what's happening. All right, question of the day, but where does everybody find you guys?
You can find me at Breelicious Bites, Bree. Licious Bites on Facebook and Instagram. I also have a web page, which is www.breeliciousbites.com, but it needs to be updated, so don't judge me.
Listen, I love the name of Breelicious, just to interrupt for a second, because her daughter's name's Addie, and I want her to have a website that's called Addie-licious.
Oh,
I love
that.
Right?
I love that.
Yeah.
She would, too.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, how about you?
And then David the Gastronome, GASTRONOME, Gastronome. It's a play on David the Gnome.
I like that.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a little pun. And then on Instagram and then on Facebook as
well. You're so punny.
Dave, I like puns.
You're really the kind of person, and again, we've known her for a couple of years, but you're the kind of person that like you just instantly like.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, no, it's great.
He and I, we have been following each other on social media.
Yeah, we've never
And
met.
The first day we met was
you're
on
like,
set.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
We just instantly clicked.
I love it.
Well, you can see it. Yeah, you can see it.
That's awesome, guys. Congratulations. Watch their stuff.
Thank you
so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Nice. Question of the day. Are you a risk taker or are you a safety guy or girl? What are you doing?
I'm a risk taker.
Yeah.
You only live once.
All right. Dave?
I'm a risk taker. I want to try the new thing.
I'm
outnumbered. I want to see
what's new. I'm outnumbered. I'm safe. I play it safe. And I meant it more in like the 1-800 gambling if you have issues. Yeah. But, you know, like if you're here, again, I'm frugal. And I'm like, I only have so much to spend. But you're right. Yeah. You only live once. So I think it depends on the situation.
Listen, I actually disagree with her. I think she's a risk taker because who goes and starts a business with a family?
At my age.
And all this. And
absolutely.
She's in it.
I agree with John.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now time
Jessica.
For our musician, Jessica.
It's not just one try and done. It's not one and done. You have more opportunities. It looks like she got what?
500.
Okay, I'll take that. I'll take that. All right, Jess.
They have a Lent menu here.
Yes.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is coming up, and then so you could sleep over. You could come here, do Mardi Gras,
we're
sleep
all about
over.
The sleepover,
and they have a Lent menu here with New England clam chowder, beer battered cod sandwich, bacon broiled cod,
is there
fried
lobster?
Shrimp with fries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that
so
good.
That's
such
totally
fries.
Awesome. All right.
Fry places. Jessica, welcome to the Ajaga podcast.
Thank you for having me today. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Oh, please.
Again.
Listen.
It's really not. You'll get to know
us. Yeah, you'll
us
get to
like,
know
yeah.
us. We're really a pain in your butt. You'll get to know.
I'm sure just by looking the name. Okay. I don't know
if you heard us, but we were saying, like, you know, the term Jagoff is a Pittsburgh term. And we set out that, yes, you could say you cut me off in traffic, you Jagoff. But essentially, we use it as the term of endearment. Have you been, you Jagoff? That kind of
right.
thing. So, you know, it gets better once you actually understand the explanation. But I have to tell you, when you came out and you had that guitar, I was like, man, she has so much energy. And then when you sang, we absolutely loved it. What is your story?
Okay, so for that song, Time to Be Alive, it's actually a song for standing up for bully. Because I know.
Everybody, right?
Everybody has that problem at some point of their life. And also the second one, the inspiration was when the pandemic hit us for the very first time. And then I was just like, I came to my home country few months before the pandemic and all the shutdown in US, and I was just really, I was still in the, you know, try to adjust with what happened in US, and suddenly everything just shut down and you cannot go outside, and I was just like, I really miss my family, really lonely that time, and I was just like, I will write a song about this, and that's it. That's how I made this song, Time
Good
to
for
Be
you.
Alive.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like, as you said, the sensitivity topic of bullying, on one hand, it is so sensitive. On the other, it's unfortunate that so many people can relate to it. So I think that it's sort of this universal thing where somebody can say, oh my gosh, that helped me because of this, and it may be a completely different circumstance than you.
Yes. I mean, before I moved here, I never really knew about this problem really big in U.S. But, yeah, even in other country, in my home country, I was dealing with it.
Yes. And where are you from?
From Indonesia.
Indonesia. How about that?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. But finish your answer, and then I have a question for you about that.
Yeah, so I was dealing with bully. Like, it was really painful for me. And then I moved to U.S. and, you know, reading a lot of article about it, and then, okay, so people dealing with this situation, and this is real. That's why I came up with this song, like, hey, this is the time for us. Enough with people try to diminish us, try to discourage. No, there's no time for that. It is time for us to be alive. It is time for us to go out and doing our best. So that's the message.
That's a great point. That's a great message. Go ahead. What were you going to ask?
No, so you came from Indonesia. Why here? Why the Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania area? Do you have family here?
The Ajaga podcast.
The Ajaga podcast. Okay. Clearly, you're just seeking stardom.
So that's the guy there responsible for bringing me here to Pittsburgh.
Okay, and he's all right? You like him enough? He's okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's okay. He's great, right. Actually. He's great, yes. And I have to tell you, U.S. so far has been giving me a lot of great opportunity, a lot of great experience, and I always say this to people, I love to be here. Even though, there are weird things happen, but despite of all that thing, I am really enjoying myself to be here. So thank you, America, for having me.
God.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
So listen.
I just cry on my podcast anymore. It's not menopause. It's people. It is the people.
So Lynn, you're here now. If we all got on a plane right now and went to your hometown.
Yes.
What are the three things we would do in your hometown? What would we have fun doing?
You're going to love the beaches.
Okay.
You're going to love the diversity there because it is like literally diverse.
Really?
We got 800 different tribes. We got more than 1,000 different languages, traditional languages. I myself can speak like at least 5 different languages. So
Pittsburghese.
We'll teach you. And the third one, probably the culture. Because it's just so diverse. It always comes with the cultures.
Wow, I wouldn't know that. See, that's love learning things like that. Because
You should come. Have you ever heard about Bali? You know, one of the best tropical places? That's in my country, Indonesia.
Okay. Yes, I did know that. And you're right. I would love that.
If we were having a traditional dinner tonight.
I knew it was going to be food.
We were having a traditional casual dinner tonight.
All
what would it be?
I will give you sate and rendang.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Sate is Indonesian grilled chicken with skewer and warm peanut sauce. And rendang is beef stew, but it's like it's really rich in spices because at least there are 20 different spices you have to pour into that that dishes. And actually, based on CNN in 2011, rendang is the most delicious food in the world. So they made a vote over like 100,000 people, and they fought rendang for the best.
And I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Right.
I just wanted to keep saying it.
Right.
It just sounds
rendang.
Like a, yeah.
Rendang.
Rendang. I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds so beautiful when you say it.
Oh, yeah. Rendang.
No, Jessica, thank you so much. And we
know
that you're going to play another song for us. So
right. Where can we find you online?
Absolutely. I got my website, jessicabella.com. Please come. Give a listen to my music. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And also, I just want to invite everyone to come to an event that I am hosting every Saturday. It's especially for songwriter. So if you have your original material, come join us with this event, Songwriter Stage, every Saturday at the place called The Forge Urban Wine Bar near the waterfront.
Okay.
Yes, from 4 to 6.
Okay, and it's for songwriters.
Saturday. Songwriters.
Wow, I love that offer.
So come and join.
Jocelyn's going to leave his area up here and come down so he can songwrite.
Right.
I love that.
And also one more an event. This is all about indie music and indie movie, and we really focus on Pittsburgh people, Pittsburgh community. We will have this festival called the Pleasant Fest on April 15 and 16. You're going to love it because all the Pittsburgh musicians and Pittsburgh movie maker will be there, and we will show them, we will show the audience the movie and even the music.
Oh,
local
wow.
Pittsburgher. Yes.
Okay. We'll have to get more info so we can share that.
That's a great point.
I love that. But definitely follow her, and it's at Jessica Bella. We're so happy that we
thank
had you.
Thank you so much
once again.
No,
thank
I'm
you.
Happy to be here.
Well,
thank you.
We'll have you on again. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Can we ask
her
the
question of the day? We didn't ask you. So are you a risk taker or a safety girl?
I'm a risk taker.
Risk taker,
yes.
Yeah. I'm sort of outweighed, except John
thinks
I'm
risk taker. I came to U.S.
It's already like risk taking. I got up and left your country.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
That is a true story. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do another song?
Yes, please.
All right. Do you want to stand or sit?
And we'll do our thank yous.
You tell us. Yes.
Probably just stand.
Just stand? You'll stand? All right. While you get ready, we'll do our thank you notes.
Thank you.
So we have to say thank you as Jessica gets ready. We have to say thank you definitely to Doug from the live casino here and the staff here. They're always so wonderful here. You do need to come out here. It's at the Greensburg Mall. That's how Pittsburghers give directions.
Westmoreland.
It's in Greensburg, for God's sakes.
Yes.
And we have to thank Tracy and Colin, who are behind the scenes. Thank you. Oh, Paige. We have an intern.
I love
thank
Paige.
You to Paige.
Yeah, we have
intern.
To thank you.
And
she keeps me young. Jocelyn. She kind of tutors me on our way.
Yeah.
Sean Sullivan and Sam from their folks here at Live Casino, thank you so much for giving us all of their rundown on the different games and the competitions that they have and what to do here.
Right. There's something going on constantly. We have a whole
Always.
And thanks to Bree and Dave.
Thanks to Bree and Dave, man. I'm telling you.
Crushing
God love
it.
Them that they're crushing it. I can't wait to see Plate It. And thanks to Jocelyn, who is our newfound friend. We love him. You need to check him out on the things that he's done because he's a new, inspiring artist. And he's a good kid. So from my mouth to your ears. And thank you, as always, to Rorik Honda. Rorik Honda has a tracking process in which you receive your vehicle in a timely manner. Once the perfect CRV, HRV, or other vehicle is selected and ordered, the reliable rep will continuously track it and its whereabouts to keep you updated. If that isn't elite customer service, then what is? Visit Rorik.com for all of your vehicle needs. And thank you for checking out the Ajaga Podcast.
It's been a while since the last time we met. You're still the same as far as I can remember. My heart is overflowing. I cannot believe my eyes. Remember me or not, I don't care. I'm just standing there looking at your smile. The butterflies in my stomach, you've changed it, it's ready to fly. You're tearing down my ego. You're one in the million. I like it. You shine so bright. I like it. I like the